哈利路亚，感谢神恩典。
Hallelujah, thank God for His grace.
我们下课也继续啊，继续在这个地方来啊，敬拜天上的真神。
And that we're able to continue to stay here and worship our heavenly Father.
啊，今天下午小弟想要用耶稣与彼得的刚强这个题目做我们敬拜神互相勉励的一个题目。
And so this afternoon, I'd like to use the topic "The Prayers of Jesus and Peter" as our mutual encouragement.
耶稣的时候到了。
And the time of Jesus came.
所以带领彼得到客西马尼园去。
So he brought Peter to Garden of Gethsemane.
这个时候，卖耶稣的犹大也知道这个园子在哪里。
And so the Judah that sold Jesus also knew where this garden was.
所以这个他就带领一大队的兵丁啊，祭司还有祭司长的和犹太的差役来到客西马尼园。
So he brought the soldiers, the Pharisees, and the officials to the garden.
那在这一段的事迹当中啊，我们可以看到耶稣与彼得的刚强。
And so from this event, we know the strongness of Peter and Jesus.
那今天下午我们来思考他们两个人的刚强。
So this afternoon, I'd like to think about the prayers and the strongness of them.
我早上可能给错题目了，是耶稣与彼得的刚强。
And so the topic this afternoon is actually the strength of Jesus and Peter.
好，那我们来看约翰福音第十八章。
John chapter 18.
约翰福音第十八章。
John chapter 18.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣说了这话，就要同门徒出去，过了基伦西，在那里有一个园子，他的门徒进去了。第二节。
Two.
卖耶稣的犹大也知道那地方，因为耶稣和门徒屡次上那里去聚集。第三节。
Three.
犹大领了一队兵和祭司长并法利赛人的差役，拿着灯笼火把兵器来到园里。第四节。
Four.
耶稣知道将临到自己的一切事，就出来对了，突然啊，就出来对他们说：“你们找谁？”第五节。他们回答说：“找拿撒勒人耶稣。”好，这段故事、这段事迹我们都很熟了。
So well familiar with the story.
刚才我们有谈到说，犹大啊，跟一队的罗马兵丁，还有一些祭司长，还有法利赛人的差役来找耶稣。
So Judas came to the grove, with soldiers, officials, chief priests, and Pharisees.
那后来耶稣就被抓去了。
And so Jesus was then captured.
那这从这当中我们发现后来跟随耶稣到达祭司长他家里的大祭司他家里的只有两个人，两个门徒。
At the end, there are only two disciples that accompany Jesus to the home of the high priest.
这两个门徒，一个应该就是主所爱的门徒，一个就是彼得。
So one is the disciple that Jesus loved, the other one is Peter.
其实，在耶稣的门徒当中，彼得算是刚强的。
And so Peter is actually considered one of the strongest disciples of Jesus.
虽然彼得常常被骂。
Even though he was rebuked very often.
好，那我们现在看耶稣的刚强。
So let's look at the strength of Jesus.
从这个事迹里面，我们看到耶稣的刚强。
So from the story, we can tell the strength of Jesus.
在这段的事迹里面，我们发现耶稣被抓。
So in the story, we noticed that Jesus was captured.
那耶稣被抓是因为他软弱吗？
Was Jesus captured because he was weak?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
耶稣的全能大到什么地步呢？
So how great is the power of Jesus?
耶稣就是神。
Because Jesus is God himself.
如果不让你抓，你抓得到我吗？
If he did not allow them, how can they capture him?
你抓不到我的。
There's no way they can capture him.
所以当犹大还有这些兵丁来到耶稣的前面的时候，
So when Judah and the soldiers came before him,
耶稣知道临到自己的事情的要临到自己的事情。
Jesus knows what's about to happen to him.
就出来对这些兵丁这样讲。
So he came out and asked the soldiers,
你们找谁？
Who is it you want?
就他们就会说，我们要找拿撒勒人耶稣。
Jesus of Nazareth, they replied.
其实耶稣一天到晚在耶路撒冷传福音，然后在那边行神迹，他们会不知道耶稣吗？
Do they not know who Jesus was? Because Jesus was performing miracles and wonders in Jerusalem.
而且在其他经卷的记载，犹大到了园中就亲了跟这个耶稣亲嘴了。
So according to records in other Bible, other books, Judah kissed Jesus when he came to the garden.
他们不知道耶稣是谁吗？
So would they not know who Jesus was?
那么有没有很多人，就是十几个人在那里而已吗？
There are only 10 some people there.
耶稣说，你们找谁？
So Jesus asked, who is it you want?
他们说，我们找拿撒勒人耶稣。
They replied, Jesus of Nazareth.
这个耶稣说，我就是。
So Jesus says, I am he.
耶稣只是说我就是而已哦。
So Jesus said, only I am he.
这些人怎么样啊？
So what did they do?
他说啊，耶稣一说我就是，他们就全部退后倒在地上。
When Jesus said I am he, they drew back and fell to the ground.
你想要抓耶稣啊？
So do you want to capture Jesus?
门都没有，窗户都找不到。
And there's no way you can even get close.
如果不是耶稣要让你抓，你抓得到他？
Unless if Jesus lets you, how can you capture him?
耶稣只说我就是哦。
All Jesus said was that I am he.
他们全部都倒在地上。
They just drew back and fell to the ground.
其实耶稣在世界上传道理的时候，他就是一个有全能的人。
When Jesus was preaching, he was a man of power.
耶稣是完全的人，也是完全的神。
He was a complete man, but he wasn't a complete God.
我们看马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十九节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 29.28节 28.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训。29节
29.
因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。这个地方讲记载了一段故事，
here,
一段事迹。
He recorded an event that took place.
这边讲到耶稣在这个在山顶上讲道理。
Here talks about how Jesus was preaching on the hill.
其实耶稣在讲这段道理，就包括登山宝训。
And these This teaching also includes the Beatitudes.
这是一般我们所说的八福。
And that is the eight blessings.
所以耶稣在讲这个八福，在讲登山宝训的时候，其实不是只有讲这些，还有讲其他的道理。
When Jesus was teaching about the Beatitudes, he was not only teaching about these, but some other teachings too.
可是耶稣讲完这个话的时候，他们都觉得很稀奇。
But after Jesus spoke of these, they were very amazed.
其实耶稣讲的这些道理，文士不是没有讲。
And these teachings wasn't that these teachings were not taught by the teachers.
他发现说，大家都发现说，耶稣讲道理跟其他的文士在讲道理不同。
But what they noticed is that the preaching by Jesus was different from that of teachers.
不是其他的文士讲道理讲的不对。
It wasn't that the teachers were speaking wrong things.
而是讲出来的话不一样。
It was the things that they spoke was different.
耶稣讲话有全能。
Jesus spoke with authority.
所以当他讲出来的时候，大家觉得不一样。
So when he spoke, people think he was different.
因为灵在里面运转。
Because the spirit was working.
所以大家的感受不一样。
So everybody felt different.
受到灵的感动不一样。
They were moved by the spirit.
而且耶稣就是神。
And Jesus was God himself.
他讲话有全能。
He has authority when he spoke.
哇，所以他们说，因为耶稣教训他们像是有权柄的人。
Because he taught as one who had authority.
不只是一个讲道的人而已。
It was not only just a speaker.
这是不一样的。
So that was different.
他们有感受到。
They can even feel it.
因为神的灵跟耶稣同在。
Because God's spirit was with Jesus.
不只是这样而已。
Not only so.
我们看马太福音第八章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 8.
马太福音第八章的二十三节。
Chapter 8 verse 23.
耶稣上了船，门徒跟着他。第24节
24.
海里突然起了暴风，甚至船被波浪掩盖，耶稣却睡着了。25节
25.
门徒来叫醒他说，主啊，救我们丧命吧。26节
26.
耶稣说，你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？于是起来斥责风和海，风和海就大大的平静了。27节
27.
众人就稀奇说，这人是怎样呢？连风和海也听从他了。这是主耶稣有一次在加利利。
And one time Jesus was in Galilee.
那他耶稣上了船要到对岸去了。
And Jesus went on the boat to the other shore.
那耶稣上了船呢，就去睡觉了。
And as soon as he got on the boat, he went to sleep.
突然加利利海就起了一阵大风浪。
And a storm came on the seas of Galilee.
其实加利利海很小的。
And in fact, Galilee was a very small sea.
我们有去过台湾的日月潭吗？
We've all been to a lake in Taiwan.
其实加利利海跟日月潭面积差不多一样大，差不多了，不会差太多。
And the area of Galilee Sea is about the same size as the lake in Taiwan.
那这个日月潭那个潭事实上是弯弯曲曲的。
And so that lake was very curvy.
那加利利海没有。
But the Galilee Sea was not.
加利利海看起来就好像一个竖琴一样。
And it looks like a harp.
那你是让你你站在这边就可以看到对岸的。
And the fact is, we stand on one shore, you can see the other shore.
很容易就可以看到对岸，因为没有什么东西会遮住你。
And there's nothing blocking you, so you can easily see the other side.
其实加利利海其实只不过是一个湖而已。
The fact is, the Galilee Sea is just a lake.
圣经里面就说这个是格尼撒勒湖，他们就称它为格尼撒勒湖。格尼撒勒湖，我也不知道英文怎么说。好，反正就是一个湖。
And so this is a lake.
对，然后呢，你不要小看这个湖啊。
But don't look down on this lake.
当地中海的风吹进来的时候。
So when the Mediterranean wind blows into the sea.
从你们这个角度是地中海从这边吹进来。
And so the Mediterranean wind blows from the right.
那这边是加利利海。
And so that area is a Galilee Sea.
那这边是戈兰高地。
And the other side is the Golan Heights.
对，那风一吹进来的时候。
So when the wind blows in,
它会碰到这个戈兰高地。
And the wind will hit the Golan Heights.
就在那边转。
And so it starts to turn.
那个风很大哦。
And so the wind is actually great.
那个船都会翻掉的。
So even the boat will turn over.
所以它虽然是一个湖，那风吹起来可不得了啊。
So even though it's just a lake, but when the wind blows, it's a big deal.
哦，当然，耶稣上了船以后呢，船一开走就遇到那个风了。
So of course, as soon as Jesus got on the boat ran into that storm.
耶稣的门徒里面有很多的渔夫啊。
And among the Jesus disciples, there are a lot of fishermen.
开船对他们来讲是专业。
To drive a boat to them is easy.
可是他们没有办法了。
But there's nothing they could do.
但没有办法的时候，他们就叫了，就叫把耶稣叫醒了。
And so when they ran out of options, they woke up Jesus.
说主啊，救我们啦，我们要死了，赶快救我们啦。
So they asked, Lord, save us, we're about to die.
耶稣说，你们真的是很小信。 So
Jesus said, you of little faith.
今天谁跟你们在船上啊？
So who is it that's with you on the boat today?
耶稣就起来，斥责风浪来。
So Jesus got up and rebuked the wind.
风浪海就平静了。
So the wind and the ocean then calmed down.
哇，他们就觉得很稀奇啊。
So they were very impressed.
怎么可能这样？
So how could this happen?
这个人到底是谁啊？
So who was this man?
连风浪海都听他的。
Even the wind listens to him.
风浪海竟然听，当然是听他的啊。
Of course the wind and the waves obey him.
耶稣是完全的人。
Because Jesus was the perfect man.
可是我们不要忘记， 耶稣也是一个完全的神。
Let us not forget he's also the perfect God.
他有全能。
He has authority.
当初神创造世界的时候说有光就有光。
So when God created the world, the earth, he says there's light, there was light.
今天耶稣不过斥责风浪海而已啊。
And so that day, Jesus would only rebuke the wind and the wave.
耶稣要风停，他就得停。
So Jesus wanted wind to stop, and then it stopped.
他讲话有全能。
He has authority when he spoke.
今天有很多罗马兵丁，还有一些 祭司长和法利赛人普利亚来抓耶稣。
So today, there were a lot of soldiers, officials, and high priests came to look for Jesus.
耶稣说，我就是。
So Jesus says, I am he.
耶稣的话大有权柄。
So Jesus' words has authority.
这些人就倒下去了。
So these people fell down.
所以我们不要忘记耶稣的全能。
So let us not forget the authority of Jesus.
那我们来看这个约翰福音第18。 一样回来第18章
John chapter 18
约翰福音第18章
John 18
第五节
Verse 5
第五节他们回答说找拿撒勒人耶稣耶稣说我就是卖他的犹大也同他们站在那里这个地方有一个双关语在里面 双关语就是有一种，它同样一个字有两种不同的意思。
Oh, there's a pun in there.
对，他们说问说你们找谁啊？ 耶稣问说你们找谁？
So Jesus asked, "Who are you looking for?"
耶稣说我就是。
So Jesus says, "I am He."
如果说你看那个英文的时候，它就很比较可能会比较清楚了。
If you read the English text, perhaps it's more clear.
其实 "I am He" 事实上翻的也不是很正确啊。
So the translation I am he is actually not the most accurate.
耶稣说我就是的时候，他虽然是带有权柄，不过他有另外一个意思在里面。
So when Jesus says I am, it also has power.
这个他其实这里面哦， I am 本来他的那个希腊文是 ego emi.
And the original Greek text of I am is that.
其实这个字哦，是当时啊。 神启示摩西的时候所用的名字。
And so this is a name that God used to inspire Moses.
当初神要摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
So when God wanted Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
一开始摩西是不愿意的。
So in the beginning, Moses was not very willing.
摩西说谁认识我啊？
So Moses said, who knows me?
我已经老了。
I am old.
我没有口才。
I don't have any eloquence.
反正摩西他讲了，总共讲了总共有五个理由。
And so Moses came up with five excuses.
其中有一个理由是说，我不知道你叫什么名字。
So one of the excuses is that he doesn't know what God's name was.
耶稣就启示他，我是自由拥有的。
And so God reminded him that he is the beginning.
那个自由拥有翻成希腊文就是 ego emi.
He says that he is who he is, and that means I am who I am.
对，其实英文就是 I am who I am 那在这个地方，主耶稣说：“我就是。”
And so here Jesus says, I am he.
你去查那个原文，他是写，他就是 echo me 的。
And if you look at the original text, it's echo and me.
就这句话以色列人懂的。
And so this, the Israelites all know this, what this means.
这个是神对自己自称的。
And this is a name that God gave himself.
我就是我。
And that I am who I am.
所以说基本上他讲这句话出来的时候是很有力量的。
And so the fact is when he spoke of this, he spoke with authority.
那主耶稣既然这么有权能。
And so since Jesus has the authority,
他可以斥责风和海。
He can rebuke the wind and the waves.
他可以让死人复活。
He can resurrect people from the dead.
他讲话有权能。
He has power when he
spoke. 他既然就是神。
Even though he's a God.
他为什么耶稣会被抓？
Why was he captured?
他不是很无用吗？
And was he useless?
他为什么被抓呢？
Why did he get captured?
他居然这么厉害，他要被抓。
If he's so good, how can he get captured?
是耶稣的能力不够吗？
Is it because he didn't have enough power?
不是。
It's not so.
这个在从这边看出，我们是从这个地方看出耶稣的刚强。
And from here, we can see the strength of Lord Jesus.
我们看约翰福音十八章。
John chapter 18.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣说，我已经告诉你们，我就是。你们若找我，就让那些人去吧。第九节。
9.
这要应验先啊，耶稣从前说的。你所赐给我的人，我没有失落一个人。这个地方，耶稣就跟当时的这些兵丁，还有这些差役这样说。
And so Jesus said to the soldiers and the officials.
我已经告诉你，我就是那拿撒的人耶稣了。
So I already told you that I am He.
你们如果要找我，就让这些人去吧。
So if you're looking for me, then let these people go.
这是很大的勇气。
So that is very brave.
耶稣那时候带着肉体。
Jesus at the time had flesh.
如果今天我们遇到这样子的苦难，
so today we face the same challenge.
我们遇到这样的麻烦，
if we face the same trouble.
当然，主耶稣可以派十二个营的这个天使来保护他。
Of course, Jesus can send 12 legions of angels to protect him.
至少那个时候，至少有十二个门徒是跟随耶稣的。
At least there are
十一个门徒了，十一个门徒是跟随耶稣的。
There were 11 disciples following Jesus.
今天你要抓我，
today if you want to capture me.
如果我害怕，
if I was scared.
那我就怎样？我就说。我这要拼，大家来拼嘛！虽然我们人数不是很多，可是可以拼拼看啊。
So even though I was few in numbers, but at least I can fight.
可是耶稣啊，他愿意。
But Jesus was willing.
说你们如果要找我，就让这些人去吧。
And he said, if you're looking for me, then let these men go.
耶稣反而为这些门徒求情。
So Jesus instead pleaded for these men.
这是我一个人要承担的。
And this is something that he had to take up on his own.
你去吧，你让这些人去吧。
So let these men go.
其实后来彼得要救耶稣。
When Peter wanted to save Jesus,
可是耶稣怎么跟他讲？
What did Jesus tell him?
我们看第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶稣对彼得说：收刀入鞘吧，我父说给我的那杯，我岂可以不喝呢？这是耶稣要给我们喝的，耶稣他自己要喝的。
So this is what Jesus wanted to drink.
耶稣说：这是我必须要喝的杯。
And this, Jesus said that this is a cup that he must take.
你不用再做任何的事情。
So you should not do any more for me.
这是我愿意的。
This is what I'm willing to do.
所以后来比拉多在审判耶稣的时候。
So when Pilate was judging Jesus.
我们看十八章的三十七节。
Chapter 18, verse 37.
比拉多对他说：这样你是王吗？耶稣回答说：你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特要给真理做见证。凡属真理的就听我的话。38节。
38。
比拉多说：真理是什么呢？当耶稣被带到比拉多面前的时候，
When Jesus was brought to Pilate,
因为这些以色列人啊，指控耶稣要当王。
And because the Israelites, accused Jesus of wanting to be the king.
所以比拉多就问耶稣说：这样你是王吗？
And so Pilate asked Jesus, so you are the king then?
耶稣说：你说的是，我是王。
So Jesus says, you are right in saying I am a king.
我是为这个来到这个世界的。
For this reason I was born.
我要为真理做见证。
And that he will testify for the truth.
其实之前耶稣已经有讲了。
And Jesus actually already said this
before.
我的国
不属于这个世界的。
And that my kingdom does not belong to this world.
所以比拉多已经知道这个是宗教上的争论。
So Pilate knows that this is an argument in matters of religion.
所以比拉多说你是王吗？
So Pilate asked, are you a king?
你的国不属于这个世界嘛？
So, since your kingdom does not belong to this world.
那你不属于这个世界，那你是王吗？
So if you don't belong to this world, are you still a king?
耶稣如果说我不是。
If Jesus says that he was not,
那就被释放了嘛，我们也不是啊。
Then he could be released.
耶稣说我是。
But Jesus says he was.
我要为真理做见证。
And he will testify to the truth.
比拉多知道啊。
So Pilate knows that.
其实耶稣不是来这个世界上当王的啦。
So he knows that Jesus did not come to this world to be king. His kingdom was not in this world.
比拉多不懂什么叫天国啦。
So Pilate does not know what heaven is.
所以不了解耶稣在讲什么。
He doesn't know what Jesus is talking about.
所以比拉多说真理是什么呢？
So Pilate says, what is truth?
你干嘛为了这种宗教上的争论而死呢？不必要吧。
So why are you martyring or dying for the religion is not necessary.
所以比拉多不能了解。
So Pilate could not understand this.
所以比拉多一直想要把耶稣释放。
So Pilate was trying to find a way to release Jesus.
我们看19章第10节。
Chapter 19, verse 10.
比拉多说你不对我说话吗？你岂不知道我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？耶稣回答说，若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。所以把我交给你那个人的罪更重啊。比拉多的认定是这样。比拉多认定说，我才是有权能办你的人。
So Pilate was convinced that he had the authority to judge Jesus.
所以比拉多说，你不对我说话吗？
So Pilate says, are you refusing to talk to me?
因为后来耶稣就不讲话了。
Because at the end, Jesus was silent.
因为他执意要为我们死。
Because he was determined to die for us.
这是他心里早就已经预备好的。
So this is something that he already prepared for.
所以他都不讲话。
So he did not speak a word.
他比拉多又想把耶稣释放。
So Pilate was trying to find a reason to release him.
所以比拉多就跟耶稣这样讲。
So Pilate told Jesus,
你不对我说话。
Are you refusing to speak to me?
你不知道我有权柄释放你吗？
Don't you realize I have the power to free you?
耶稣跟他讲什么？
So what did Jesus tell him?
若不是上头赐给你的，你就无权办我。
You would not have power over me if it were not given to you from above.
你以为你有权能啊？
So do you think you have the power?
你那个权能算什么？
So that power is minute.
你那个权能是神给你的。
So that authority is given to you by God.
那是我自己愿意的。
So this is something that I'm willing to do.
我说我就是。
I said I am he.
那些人就全部倒在地上了。
And those people then fell to the ground.
诶，那些人不少啊。
There was a lot of them.
一队的罗马兵丁。
It's a group of soldiers.
还有祭司长跟法利赛人差役。
Also the priests, the high officials, and the Pharisees.
来那么多人要抓几个人啊？
And they all came just to capture a few people.
一个而已啊。
They came to capture one person.
只来抓耶稣一个，用了那么多军队啊。
All of them came just to capture one person, that's Jesus.
耶稣只说我就是，那些人全部倒光了。
So all Jesus said was, I am he, and they all fell to the ground.
比拉多你一个算什么？
And so, Pilate is only of one man, he is nothing.
人的想法跟神的想法不一样。
So the thoughts of men is different from that of God.
比拉多他认为他有权办耶稣，也有权把耶稣钉在十字架上的啦。
Pilate thought that he had the power to judge Jesus, power to crucify him.
耶稣说，若不是神给你这个权利，你根本没有权利办我。
And Jesus said that unless the power came from above, you have no power to judge me.
我是神。
I am God.
我没有罪。
I am sinless.
我有全能。
I have authority.
你想要办我？
And you want to judge me?
如果我不愿意，你有办法办我吗？
If it was not up to me, how can you judge me?
可是主耶稣为什么会被办？
But why did Jesus was judged after all?
为什么主耶稣会被钉在十字架上？
And why was Jesus crucified on the cross?
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他愿意。
He was willing.
所以后来门徒在为主耶稣做见证的时候就说到了。
And so when the disciples testify for Jesus, they've mentioned this.
我们看使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章32节。
Acts chapter 8 verse 32.
这是腓力执事，遇到了伊索比亚，就是，埃提亚伯的太监的时候，埃提亚伯太监所念到的一段圣经。
And so this is the Deacon Philip, this is what the eunuch was reading, a passage from the scripture when he ran into Deacon Philip.
好，那这段圣经是记载在以赛亚书53章。
So this is recorded in Isaiah chapter 53.
我们来看这个32节。
Let's look at verse 32.
他所念的那一段经说，他像羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊羔在剪毛的人手下无声，他还是这样不开口。33节。
33。
他卑微的时候，人不按公义审判他，谁能述说他的世代？因为他的生命从地上夺去的。这个是以赛亚书53章所记载的。
So this is recording Isaiah chapter 53.
当然， 埃利亚伯太监是看不懂这一段的啦。
Of course, the eunuch did not understand this passage.
所以腓力执事就问他：“你看得懂吗？”
And so the deacon Philip asked him, "Do you understand this?"
那这个太监就说：“没有人跟我讲明，我没有人指教我，我就看不懂啊。”
So the eunuch answered, "Nobody taught me, so I don't understand it."
腓力说：“这只羊是谁？”
So Philip then explained who this lamb was. This lamb was Lord Jesus.
就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
圣经上早就预言耶稣要怎么做了。
So the Bible already prophesied how Jesus will react.
他要像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
He will like a sheep led to slaughter.
他没有出声。
He was silent.
他不开口。
He did not open his mouth.
他只有一个目标。
There is only one goal in mind.
我要为我的儿子死。
That he will die for his sons.
只有我为我的儿子死，我的儿子才有机会。
So only if he died for his sons, then his sons will have a chance.
谁是耶稣的儿子？
So who are the sons of Jesus?
我们在座说的人。
And that is every one of us here.
我们都是耶稣的儿女。
We are the sons and daughters of Christ.
有人说为母则强。
And those says that the mothers have the most strength.
为什么为母则强？
So why are mothers have the most strength?
很多的妈妈还没有做妈妈之前啊，看到蟑螂就吓死了。
And there are a lot of women that would be scared of cockroaches.
看到那个蟑螂啊，在那跑来跑去，啊，就跑到那个桌子上去了。
And if they see cockroaches crawling on the floor, they would scream and run away.
可是当妈妈以后就不一样了。
But once they're a mother, they're different.
那小孩子说啊，蟑螂。
So when the kids scream cockroach,
蟑螂有什么好怕的？鞋子拿起来，啪。
And they would say, "What's the big deal?" They would take out their slippers and kill it.
这么大的差别。
So how come they're so different?
为母则强。
And that is because mothers have all the strength.
因为身份不同啊。
Because now they're different.
我要保护我的孩子。
They have to protect their children.
我要教导我的孩子。
That they have to teach their children.
其实心里还是很怕的啦。
So even though they might be a little scared in their hearts.
可是为了我的孩子。
But for the sake of their kids.
我愿意。
They're willing.
其实耶稣就是我们的天父。
And so Jesus actually is our Heavenly Father.
也只有他为我们死，我们才有机会。
Only if he died for us, then we have a chance.
所以他是自己愿意的。
And so he was willing to do this.
虽然他知道他所要面对的是什么。
Even though he knows what he will be facing.
虽然他知道说他要受到的侮辱有多大。
Even though he knows what a great humiliation he will face.
可是他自己愿意。
But he was willing to do it.
为了爱我们。
Only because he loves us.
这是耶稣的刚强。
So this is the strength of Jesus.
耶稣为了爱我们什么都不怕。
Jesus was fearless because he loves us.
他的自尊。
His dignity.
他的生命。
His life.
他都给我们。
He gave everything to us.
他什么都可以放弃。
So he can give up everything.
只是为了爱我们，让我们有机会。
Only because he loves us, only to give us a new chance.
这是耶稣的刚强。
So this is the strength of Jesus.
就是因为耶稣有这个全能。
Only it's because he has this authority.
他放弃所有的全能。
So he gave up all authorities.
一心就是为我们死在十字架上。
He has one thing in mind, that's to crucify himself on the cross.
各位弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
在这个世界上有哪一种比这种更刚强？
And who else has more strength than this person?
为了我们。
And for us.
我们在座每一个人。
For everyone sitting here.
纵使你还不认识他。
Even if you have not known him yet.
他已经爱你。
He already loved you.
为了这个从来没有磨面的人死亡。没有看过人死亡。耶稣为我们做这个事的时候，我们都还没出生。
When Jesus did this for us, we were not born yet.
主耶稣就为我们死了。
And Jesus died for us.
这个爱是何等的大。
How great is that love?
是他自己愿意的。
He was willing to do this.
如果他不愿意，没有人可以。
If he was not willing, nobody can force him.
今天我们真的要学习。
And so today we must learn.
学习这种刚强。
We have to learn the strength.
说真的，如果跟我们跟早期的我们的前辈比，我们真的是很软弱。
We are weak if we compare ourselves to our elders.
今天我们在传福音的时候，我们很怕别人的眼光。
Today when we preach the gospel, we worry about what people think of us.
我们很怕软，很怕这些法令的规定。
We are worried about laws and regulations.
耶稣他们在传福音的时候
，When Jesus was spreading the gospel.
彼得他们在传福音的时候
，And when Peter was spreading the gospel.
早期我们的长辈在传福音的时候
，When earlier our workers were spreading the gospel.
他们有这样吗
？Were they like this?
他们害怕他们的生命吗
？Were they worried for their own life?
没有。
They were not.
他们心中只有一个目标。
They only had one goal in mind.
我要把福音传出去。
And that is to preach the gospel.
我在管你在你的想法。And 我不管你什么想法。我不要求你一定要信，可是我现在是把福音要传给你。
They don't worry what you think. All they do is to preach the gospel to you.
所以我知道啊，现在在美国啊，甚至在某些场合是不能讲神的。
And I know in America and also in certain situations we can't mention God.
甚至啊，我们在很多场合的演讲当中也不能提到神。
And also in a lot of public speeches, we can't mention God.
甚至我有听到一个例子。
And I even heard of example.
就是啊，一个非常优秀的学生。
And there was a very gifted student.
他得到一个非常好的一个成绩。
And he had a very good grade.
他学校要颁奖给他。
And the school was going to give him an award.
然后他就在演讲稿里面感谢天上的真神。
And in his speech, he gave thanks to the God.
那老师跟他讲说，你不可以讲这样。
And so the teacher told him, you can't say this.
为什么不可以讲这样？
So why couldn't he say this?
如果说今天你是那个学生，
So today, if you were that student,
你会怎么决定？
What would you do?
我今天有这样的成就，就是主耶稣帮助我的。
So today, if I have this grade because Lord Jesus helped me,
有什么错吗？
So what's wrong with that?
我今天在大众的面前称耶稣，赞美耶稣，这是我的信仰。
And this is my faith that I want to praise and give thanks to Jesus in the public.
美国不是一个讲人权的国家吗？
Isn't America a country emphasis on human rights?
我有权相信我的信仰。
So I have the right to believe what I believe.
我在讲的是我的信仰。
And what I believe is my faith.
我不是来传道理。
I'm not preaching.
今天我有这样的成就是因为神给我的。
So today I have the success because God gave it to me.
我大声颂赞我的神有什么不对？
And I want to loudly praise my God, so what's wrong with that?
有人问我说那怎么办？
So some people ask me, what would you do?
我说你去跟那个老师说。
I suggest you go tell the teacher.
我有这个权能，我有这个权利，我是美国国民，我有这个权利。
That I am an American citizen, this is my right.
这是我的人权。
This is my human right.
我相信我的主耶稣。
I believe my Lord Jesus.
我不是要别人来相信耶稣。
I'm not expecting people to believe.
今天我在人面前承认耶稣，这是我的信仰。
So today, if I admit, if I follow Lord Jesus because this is my faith.
如果你有什么认为不妥当的地方。
So if you think anything is inappropriate.
那请你不要叫我上去演讲。
Then don't tell me to go up and give the speech.
我可以不演讲。
I can not speak.
可是我不能不夸赞我的神。
But I cannot not praise God.
那本来就是我的神给我的。
Because it's my God that gave everything to me.
那是我的人权，你凭什么剥夺我的人权？
So this is my human right. How can you take it away from me?
我又没有叫别人来相信耶稣。
I'm not telling people to come and believe in Christ.
本来就是这样。
And this is the case.
在台湾，我认识一个学生。
I also know a student in Taiwan.
他带领很多的学生来真耶稣教会。
He has brought a lot of students to True Jesus Church.
我一直很怀疑说，为什么他可以带那么多学生来真耶稣教会
？I've always wondered how can he bring so many students to church.
有一天我就问他了， so、我就问他的同学，因为他很多同学来教会，我就问他的同学。
Because he had a lot of friends that came to church, so I asked the students.
我们那个弟兄到底跟你们讲什么？为什么你会来真耶稣？你们都会来跑来真耶稣教会
？So what is it that the brother said to you that you all came to church?
他就告诉我。他们这些人就告诉我。
So they told me.
哦，你要问这个，我们可以跟你讲。
And then I can tell you and answer your question.
你们这个弟兄啊，非常的优秀。
And that this brother is very gifted.
看他嘛，跟我们差不多，也没有什么特别厉害，可是就是很优秀。
And he is like us, but yet he's very talented.
不管做人或读书，就是很优秀。
And no matter studying or interpersonal relationship, he's very gifted.
我们问他说：“你读书的时间也没有比我们多，然后你做人各方面看起来 得到的资源都跟我们一样多，为什么你可以这么优秀
？”And they thought that he did not spend any more time studying than they did, and he was not any better at interpersonal relationship. How can he be so successful?
我们这个弟兄跟他讲：“因为我信耶稣。
”And so this brother told them that it's because he believed in Jesus.
因为我的耶稣给我智慧。
It's because his Jesus gave him wisdom.
我的耶稣给我能力。
So his Jesus gave him strength.
所以因为我跟你们一样，虽然我跟你们一样得到一样。
So even though I have the same resources as everyone else,
我不敢说我比你们优秀。
I can't say that I'm better than you.
不过我就可以做到这样。
But this is what I can achieve.
哇，他们同学都觉得很奇妙。
And so all his friends was very amazed.
原来你信耶稣。
It's because you believe in Jesus.
哦，原来信耶稣这样。
Oh, this is what happens when you believe in Jesus.
他带很多学生来教会。
So he brought a lot of classmates to church.
他们看到他的做人。
And they saw the way he conduct.
看到他的学业，怎么这不一样呢？
And they see how different he is in his relationships and his studies.
他这样做有什么不对？
And so what's wrong with the way he did this?
他这样做本来就对。
It is right what he did.
这个是刚强。
This is a strength.
我们在神面前刚强。
We have strength in front of the Lord.
这有什么？
So this is nothing.
我曾经听过一个见证，这个见证是真的，我有去确认。
I have heard of a testimony, and this is a true testimony because I confirmed it.
有一次我遇到一个韩国的传道。
One time I ran into a a Korean pastor.
因为这个在台湾啊，很多韩国传道会去台湾，那我们常常会见面。
And there are a lot of Korean pastors that go to Taiwan often, so we see each other a lot.
因为台湾的教会跟韩国的教会往返很频繁。
And because there's a lot of interactions between the Taiwan church and the Korean churches.
那有一天啊，我们不知道在谈到什么，有一个传道就告诉我了。
And so one day we were talking about something, and a pastor told me.
我有跟他确认说，你确认这个是对，他说对，没有，绝对没有错。
And I've confirmed the validity of this with him.
他说在南北韩战争的时候啊。
And he says that when there's a civil war in Korea,
不是北韩军队攻下来，突然间攻下来，好像在 Christmas 那样攻下来。
It was around Christmas time that the northern Korean soldiers then began to march south.
美军招架不住，差点被赶到那个太平洋。
And the American soldiers were defeated almost to the Pacific Ocean.
因为这样，我们很多教会的地方啊，被人家占领。
And because of this, they took over a lot of our churches.
这个北韩军队啊，是不准人有宗教信仰跟有关社会的一些集会。
The Northern Koreans strongly oppose religion and also large group gatherings.
啊，所以说啊，他们就在那个地方啊，要来抓信耶稣的人。
And so in that area, they were looking for people who believe in Jesus.
所以就到处在找，看看有没有信耶稣的。
And so they were looking for Christians.
就这个时候，有一对老夫妻，我们教会的一对老夫妻啊，被出卖了。
And they were a couple, old couple believers in our church that they were betrayed.
然后他们就被抓了。
And so they were captured.
然后他们就跟他讲。
And so they told him,
如果说你愿意将你手中的信徒名册，就是信徒的这些名字啊，告诉我们，我们就放你。
He told them, if you're willing to give me a name list of all the believers, then we will release you.
如果说你们如果不愿意讲出来，我们就要把活火把你们打死。
And if you refuse, then I will beat you to death.
那这对老夫妻啊，不拿出来。
And so this old couple refused to give it up.
所以他们就刑罚他，
And so
刑罚他们两个。
So then they punished them.
经过一段时间啊，他们都没有讲。
So after a while, they did not speak anything.
到最后，这个老弟兄啊，就跟这些军队这样说了。
And at the end, the brother told the soldiers,
你们的消息没有错了。
And that your news is right.
没有错，教会里面所有的名单都在我的手中。
It's right that the name list is in my hand.
不过我告诉你。
But I can tell you,
这些都是神的羊。
But these are sheep of God.
我绝对不会出卖他们。
So there's no way I will betray them.
你就把我打死。
So go ahead and beat me to death.
我也不会告诉你。
I will not tell you.
后来这对夫妻就活活被打死了。
And so this couple actually was beaten to death.
因为这样子，所以那间教会得以存活。
And because of this, that church was escaped.
这个就是耶稣的刚强。
So this is the strength of Jesus.
从头到尾，他都没有背叛他自己的兄弟。
He did not betray his own brothers.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣爱他们。
Because Jesus loves them.
他们是神的羊。
They are the flock of
Jesus.
我怎么
可以出卖神的羊？
How can he betray Jesus' flock?
他爱神的羊。
He loves sheep.
就好像主耶稣爱他自己的羊一样。
Just like Lord Jesus loved his own flock.
你说这个世界上没有人可以像耶稣一样吗？
And so in the world, can anybody else like be like Jesus?
那斯提凡算什么？
Then what about Stephen?
还是有很多人可以这样做的，到今天都是一样。
There are still a lot of people, even today, can imitate that.
他们的信仰活出基督。
That they live out the image of Jesus.
他们成为我们学习的目标。
They are the models, role models for us to learn after.
这个就是耶稣的刚强。
So this is the strength of Jesus.
今天他们这样做是他们自己愿意的。
And they're doing this because they're willing.
为什么他们愿意？
Why were they willing to do it?
因为爱。
Because of love.
所以他们有刚强。
So that's why they have strength.
耶稣的刚强值得我们去思考。
And the strength of Lord Jesus is something worthy for us to think about.
今天呢，我们信耶稣可以像这样，像耶稣的刚强吗？
So today when we believe in Jesus, do we have a strength?
耶稣是有选择权的，他不是没有选择权的。
So Jesus had choices, it wasn't that he did not have any choice.
耶稣说我就是，那些人就倒了，耶稣那时候就走了，谁找得到他？
Jesus says, I am he, and they all fell down, and if at that moment he walked away, who else can find him?
耶稣站在那边说，如果说你们要走，让这些人走。
So Jesus stood in front of them and said that if you want me, then let these men go.
这是耶稣的选择。
So this is a choice of Jesus.
那是耶稣的刚强。
And that is his strength.
耶稣的刚强是为了我们。
And his strength was all for us.
那我们来谈到彼得的刚强。
And let's talk about the strength of Peter.
如果说我们说彼得没有刚强。
If we say that Peter was without strength.
有点过意不去啊。
And that's a little over.
说真的，彼得的刚强啊，
And the truth is, he actually had more strength than most people.
我们看使徒行传第约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 13.
这是一段约翰跟主耶稣跟彼得的对话。
This is a conversation between Jesus and Peter.
对不起，我今天下不知道怎么说讲，就会讲错话。好，十三章第三十六节。
Chapter 13, verse 36.
西门彼得问耶稣说：“主往哪里去？”耶稣回答说：“我所去的地方，你现在不能跟我去，我后来却要跟我去。”37节。37。彼得说：“主啊，我为什么现在不能跟你去？我愿意为你舍命。”耶稣说：“38节。”38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38节。38
three times.
从幼稚班一直到所有的聚会，常常被提出来讲。
So from the kindergarten class to all the sermons, we always mention this.
彼得三次不认耶稣。
And that Peter denied Jesus three times.
不过你曾经想过吗？
But have you ever thought about this?
当耶稣说他要离开他们。
When Jesus said that he will leave them.
谁讲话？
Who spoke up?
只有彼得一个讲话。
Only Peter spoke up.
剩下都没有讲话。
Everybody else was silent.
彼得说主往哪里去？
So Peter says, where are you going?
也就是说我现在要去的地方你现在不能去。
And the Lord says, where I'm going, you cannot follow.
我以后你会去。
But you will follow later.
彼得跟耶稣说我为什么现在不能跟你去？
Then Peter asked, Lord, why can't I follow you now?
我愿意为你舍命。
I will lay down my life for
我
you.
我愿意为你舍命，我不能跟你去。
I will lay down my life for you, so why can't I go
with you? 你到哪里
我
跟你到哪里。
I will go wherever you go.
耶稣跟他讲。
And so Jesus answered,
你愿意为我舍命吗？
Do you really willing to lay down your life for me?
我跟你讲实话。
I will tell you the truth.
鸡叫以前你要三次不认我。
Before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
鸡叫以前要三次不认耶稣，那是结果。
And before the rooster crow, he disowned Jesus three times. That was the result.
可是你有看到彼得从讲这句话一直到鸡叫当中有做多少的努力吗？
But have you seen how much Peter has tried between saying this and until the roosters crow?
你知道他做这些努力别人没有做吗？
And do you know that how hard he worked for and others have not done it?
他在这边是一个宣告。
And so here is just a proclamation.
耶稣现在为什么不能跟你去？
And why can't he go with Jesus?
我死都愿意跟你死的，我为什么不能跟你去？
He was willing to die for him. Why can't he follow him?
耶稣泼了他一个冷水。
And so Jesus then broke the news to him.
不过彼得有因为这样就改变初衷吗？
Did Peter change because of this?
没有。
No, he did not.
在科西马尼园。
In the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣的门徒里面有两把刀。
And among the disciples, there were two swords.
只有一把刀被拔出来。
Only one sword was taken out.
谁的刀？
Whose sword was that?
彼得的刀。
That was Peter's sword.
我们看约翰福音第十八章。
John chapter 18.
彼得约翰福音第十八章
John chapter
18第十节
verse 10
彼得西门彼得带着一把刀就拔出来将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀削掉他的右耳那仆人名叫马勒古十一节
11
耶稣对彼得说收刀入鞘吧我父给我的那杯我岂可以不喝呢是在那个很危急的状况之下
And in that dangerous situation,
耶稣已经为门徒求情了
And Jesus already pleaded on behalf of the disciples
你们今天只是来抓我吗
So today you're only here to capture me
你让跟随我的人去吧
So let these followers go
可是啊在这个危险非常危险的状况之下
But during this dangerous situation
这些人这些罗马的兵丁还有一些差役他们都是武士
So all these soldiers and high priests, they were all soldiers.
彼得是谁?
So who was Peter?
彼得的专业是渔夫。
His profession was just a fisherman.
他只有一个人。
He was alone.
对方有很多人。
And the other opposing side had a lot of
people. 在这种非常危急的状况之下。
So under this dangerous situation,
只有彼得拔刀。
Only Peter drew the sword.
彼得说要拼大家来拼看看。
And so Peter wanted to fight.
他不只是拔刀，他不是来恐吓而已哦。
So he was not only harassing or showing, but he actually meant it.
他刀拔出来就砍过去了。
He drew the sword and then cut off the ear.
而且就砍把那马勒堵的耳朵砍下来嘛，对不对
？And he cut off the right ear of Malchus.
当然，这不是主耶稣的旨意。
Of course, this was not the will of Jesus.
不过我们可以看到彼得的坚持。
But here we can see the persistence of Peter.
这边是彼得的坚持。
And this is Peter's persistence.
后来耶稣就被抓了。
At the end, Jesus was captured.
在整个被抓的过程里面，只有两个门徒跟随耶稣。
During the entire process, only two disciples followed Jesus.
一个是主耶稣所爱的门徒。
One is the one that Jesus loved.
另外一个是谁？
Who is the other one?
彼得。
It was Peter.
我们看第十八章的第十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 15.
西门彼得跟着耶稣，还有一个门徒跟着。那门徒是大祭司所认识的，他就同耶稣进了大祭司的院子。第十六节
16.
彼得却站在门外，大祭司所认识的那个门徒出来，和看门的使女说了一声，就领彼得进去了。彼得伤了大祭司的仆人，他有害怕吗？
After Peter injured, the high priest's servant, was he scared?
他不害怕的。
He was not scared.
我要跟耶稣到底的。
He still wanted to follow Jesus to the end.
我那时候怎么答应耶稣的？
So what did he promise Jesus?
你到哪里我就到哪里。
And that he will go wherever Jesus goes.
当耶稣被抓的时候，他跟着耶稣。
So when Jesus was captured, he followed Jesus.
当然还有另外一个门徒。
Of course, there was another disciple.
后来一直跟到大祭司的家门口。
And they followed all the way to the home of the outside door of the high priest.
他不能进去了。
He could not go in anymore.
他是一个普通的人。
Because he was an ordinary man.
而且那时候大祭司的家里面应该挤满个很多人。
And I believe the house of the high priest must be full of different people.
你如果去过耶路撒冷，你就知道。
If you've been to the Jerusalem, you will know.
你不要以为大祭司的家很大。
And don't think that the high priest has a big home.
耶路撒冷的旧城很小啊。
The old city of Jerusalem is a small city.
以古代的观念来看。来看可能很大啦，可是今天以今天美国的观念来看，你会说哇，大祭司的家怎么比我家还小
？And so from the standard today, you'll see that the high priest's home is probably smaller than yours.
不是很大的、啊。
So it wasn't very big.
好，你有机会你们去看你就知道了。
So if you have a chance, then you can see it for yourself.
那当然，彼得是进不去的啦。
So of course Peter couldn't go in.
不过那个门徒是进得去的哦。
But the other disciple was able to go in.
因为另外那个门徒认识大祭司。
Because he knew the high priest.
所以他里面有熟的人，他就进去了。
And so he had inside leads, so he was able to go in.
他看到彼得跟着。
So he saw Peter was also following.
他就把出去跟使女讲说，让他进来。
So he told the girl on duty to let him in.
运用关系嘛，让他进来。
And so he used his relationship to allow him to come in.
是彼得就进去了。
So Peter went in.
彼得一直跟到大祭司他家。
So Peter followed all the way to the high priest's house.
这是彼得的坚持。
So that is the persistence of Peter.
剩下的九个人在哪里？
And where's the other nine people?
不见了。
They were gone.
逃命。
They escaped for their life.
耶稣被抓了。
So Jesus was captured.
其实彼得到这个时候还不错的。
And Jesus was actually doing quite well up to this point.
他很坚持他的信念。
He still was very persistent as far as belief goes.
这个就是得救的关键。
And so this is a key to salvation.
我们看希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章十四节。
Verse 14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。这是一种对一种信心的坚持。
And so this is the persistence of faith.
我要跟随耶稣。
That we must follow Jesus.
我必须要跟随耶稣。
I must follow Jesus.
他一起跟随到这个大祭司的家里面。
And so he followed to the high priest's house.
到这边彼得表现的都还不错。
And so he did quite well up to this point.
虽然他所做的不一定是符合神的旨意的。
Even though what he did was not necessarily according to the will of God.
不过他一直坚持他所相信的。
But he was very persistent on what he believed.
今天我们要有这种精神。
So today we have to have that kind of spirit.
当然我们要了解神的旨意。
Of course we need to know the will of God.
可是我们要有这种精神。
But we need to learn from this spirit.
我们跟随主耶稣要跟随到底。
We must follow Jesus to the end.
所以这边告诉我们怎样。
So here's what teaches us.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里面有份了。
If we've come to share in Christ,If we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first.
这句话的意思是什么？
So what does this mean?
表示有很多人跟随耶稣没有跟随到底。
And that means a lot of people follow Jesus but not to the end.
信耶稣第一天的时候耶稣在眼前啊。
And with the first day they believe in Jesus, Jesus was in front of them.
所以我们常常讲一句话。
So here's what I always say.
信主一年主在眼前。
And, after 1 year believing Jesus, he's in front of you.
信主十年主在天边啊。
And after 10 years of believing in the Lord,
看不见啊、
he is elsewhere.
耶稣在哪里？ 传道主耶稣在哪里？我看不见。
You ask, Pastor, where's Jesus? I can't see him.
你刚信主耶稣的时候，主耶稣真的跟你同在，都在你旁边吗
？When you first believed in Jesus, wasn't he with you all the time?
你今天当主耶稣在哪里啊？看不见，太远了。
And so today you ask, where's Lord Jesus? I can't see him, he's too far away.
是主耶稣离我们离开我们，还是我们离开主耶稣啊
？Is it that Lord Jesus left us, or have we left him?
主耶稣绝对不会离开我们的。
And Lord Jesus will never leave us.
是我们自己的问题。
And the problem is with us.
我们有没有紧紧跟随？
Have we followed Jesus?
当我们遇到各样困难的时候，我们有没有想办法紧紧跟随耶稣
？When we encounter all kinds of trouble, have we tried to follow Jesus?
很多人在遇到患难困苦的时候
，So a lot of people when they face troubles or difficulties,
他就会认为耶稣不爱他了。
So they think that Jesus doesn't love them.
他就认为说他没有办法跟随了。
And they think that they can't follow Jesus any further.
甚至他害怕了。
Or they became scared.
不敢认耶稣为主了。
And they were afraid to admit that Jesus is their Lord.
彼得就是这样啊。
And this is what happened to Peter.
他进了大祭司的家。
After he went into the high priest's
house. 是要很大的勇气的。
And that requires a lot of courage.
可进去了以后呢？
But what happened after he went in?
我们看18章17节。
Chapter 18, verse 17.
看啊，第约翰福音哈，约翰福音18章17节。
John chapter 18 verse 17.
那看门的使女对彼得说：“你不也是这人的门徒吗？”他说：“我不是。”哎呦，啊，不是你跟到这边来干什么
？If he wasn't disciple, why would he follow him?
你明明就是。
He was a disciple.
你不也是他的那个使徒门徒吗
？He was a disciple of Jesus.
他说：“我不是。
”He replied, "I am not."
糟糕了。
And so the trouble starts.
信心跑哪里去啊？
Where was his faith?
啊，不然你进来干什么？
Then why would he? Why else would he go in?
他看到那个阵仗不一样了。
And so he saw that the situation was different.
耶稣在受审判了。
And that Jesus was being judged.
他害怕了。
So he became scared.
人家说你就是耶稣的门徒了。
And people say you are Jesus' disciple.
他说我不是。
Then he says I am not.
我们看25节。
Verse 25.
西门彼得正在看站着烤火，有人对他说：“你不也是他的门徒吗？”彼得不承认说：“我不是。”那就那时候很冷，所以彼得站在那边烤火。
Because at the time it was very cold, so Peter stood warming himself.
人家就认出他了，哎，你也是他的门徒啊。
So somebody recognized him and asked him, "Are you not one of his disciples?"
彼得说：“我不是。”
So Peter says, "I am not."
你说第一次人家突然问你，你不知道怎么回应就算了。
So perhaps if he was asked the first time, didn't know how to answer, that was a different story.
人家刚才先问你，你说你不是，这次人家再问你，你也说我不是。
So he denied it the first time, and now somebody asked him again, he denied it again.
约翰在这边呢、啊，约翰福音在这边讲的很客气。
And so John here actually was described very modestly.
因为那个在大祭司的院子里面只有两个门徒。
And there were two disciples standing in the courtyard of the high priest.
一个就是彼得。
One is Peter.
那另外一个是谁
？And who's the other one?
他也听到吗
？Did he hear this?
他们都在那边。
Because they're all standing there.
约翰记载是很。很客气的。
And so, John actually described it very politely.
他说我不是。
So he says I am not.
你去看其他的经卷，其他的三个福音书对他怎么说
？If you look at the other three gospel books, you'll see the descriptions different.
彼得说你在说什么？不知道了，听不了，听不懂了。
And you'll see that Peter answers, "I don't know what you're talking about."
还发誓。
And he even sweared.
后来人家第二十六节啊，人家我们看二十六节
，verse 26，
有大祭司的一个仆人说，是彼得削掉耳朵那个亲属哦，说我不是看见你同他在园子里，人家是亲眼看见的。
And someone actually witnessed Peter。
而且那个人就是那个人就是马勒谷的亲戚。
And that person was Malchus' relative。
你把我亲戚耳朵削下来。
And that you cut off my relative's ear。
我亲眼看见的。
And I saw with my eyes。
你跟这个耶稣同在一个院子里面。
And that you were with Jesus in the same garden。
彼得不承认。
Peter again denied it。
他说我不是。
Peter says I'm not。
鸡就叫了。
And so then the rooster crow。
圣经上怎么记载
？So what did the Bible record？
彼得就哭了。
So Peter cried.
哇，这种情景很痛苦。
This is actually a very painful circumstance.
因为我自己本身就遇到过好几次。
And I myself have been in the same situation.
我们在人生道路上真的要能够走到 天国真的不是那么一件容易的事情。
It's a very, it's not an easy thing to finish a journey to heaven.
尤其如果我们不把神放在第一位的话。
Especially if we don't place God as first.
你知道在传道的面前有多少人是这样哭的吗？
Do you know how many people wept like this in front of the pastors?
他们为什么来传道的面前哭？
Why did they wept to the pastors?
跟彼得的理由是一样的。
The reason is the same as Peter.
传道我知道我不应该这样做。
They say, Pastor, I know I'm not supposed to do this.
可是我做了。
But I did it.
眼泪就流下来。
And so they begin to weep.
有时候他都不用讲说他在做什么，我都知道他在做什么。
And they don't even need to tell me what they've done because I know.
你说我就跟他讲说，你要我陪你哭啊。
And I asked them, Do you want me to cry with you?
你现在哭，你问我要怎么办。
So you're crying and you ask me, What can you do?
我还要问你怎么办。
And I have to ask you, What do I do?
问题是你造成的。
And because you were the one that created the problem.
传道绝对有责任帮你祷告。
So pastor has the responsibility of praying for you.
受伤的要裹伤，这个是主耶稣的交代。
And Jesus taught us that those who are injured needs to be taken care of.
不过我们一定要这样吗？
But do we have to be like this?
在还没发生的时候，很多圣经上很多传道者很多的讲道人也说我们不要这样子我们不要这样子因为这个风险很大可能让我们没有办法得救
And before something happens the Bible the pastors and people tell us that don't do certain things because it's too dangerous that we might lose our salvation
我们认为我们没有那么倒霉
And that we might think that we're not that unlucky
那等到我们遇到了
And when we encounter the situation
我们哭
Then we cry
传道只能陪你哭啊。
And so the pastors can only cry with you.
啊，办怎么办？
What else can I do?
彼得哭。
Peter wept.
那如果说那在场还有其他的人，那如果说我们在场，我们要跟彼得讲什么？
So if we were there, what can we say to Peter?
说要跟随到底也是你。
He's the one that said he want to follow Jesus to the end.
你的确有跟随。
He did follow.
后来三次不认主也是你。
But he's the one that denied Jesus three times.
那你哭。
So he cried.
那我们能怎么办?
What else can people do for him?
陪你哭啊。
They can only cry with him.
今天我们来信耶稣，哪一个是被强迫的?
So anybody was forced to believe in Jesus today?
今天在主里面啊，在生出来就被洗礼的弟兄姐妹，真的要高兴。
And those who are baptized into the church when they were babies needs to be glad.
有人跟我说，哎呦，我们这节到2:40，好，不要再讲那么好，那个。我刚才讲什么？好，我在刚讲完好了啊。那个有人跟我这样讲。
So somebody tell me.
传道，我们怎么样才能让我们的下一代来认识耶稣
？So what can we do so that our next generation knows Christ?
他们觉得他们被辖制。
Because they feel like they were being forced.
我说你，请你解释什么叫辖制。
And so I asked them, "What do you mean by being forced?"
他们说他们从小就被抓来受洗。
And so they said that they were forced to be baptized when they were babies.
他们是很可怜的。
So they were very sad.
他们被辖制。
Because they were being controlled.
所以他们都热心不起来。
So they couldn't be fervent.
我说我没有办法理解。
And so I said I don't understand.
如果说被抓去洗礼，我也是被抓去洗礼的。
So if you were forced to baptism, so was I.
我是第四代的信徒。
Because I'm a fourth generation.
那。我的感觉就不跟你不一样了。
But my feelings are different than yours.
你知道有多少人在外面转啊转啊转不清教会的吗
？Do you know how many people circulating out there but can never find the church?
你知道只有耶稣教会才可以得救吗
？Do you know that only true Jesus Church can be saved?
我们一出生就是含着金汤匙出来的。
So if we're born into this family,
还要抱怨为什么我要含着金汤匙出来
？And why? What is there to complain about?
我们一生出来就可以得救了。
Because we can be saved as soon as we are born.
我们真的很幸运啊。
We are very lucky.
你知道多少人在外面，然后我们去跟他说，你要来信耶稣，你要来信耶稣，然后他们转转转啊，进来就要转，转两圈又转出去的。
Do you know how many people that after we tell them to come and believe in Jesus, they come to church but left?
你觉得这些人幸运吗？
Do you think these people are more lucky?
当神审判的时候，你会觉得他幸运吗
？So when the judgment day comes, do you think they're more lucky?
今天我们的父母凭着信心把我们洗礼，你知道那是何等快乐的一件事情。
And today, our parents baptized us by their faith. How joyful is this?
我们从小就比别人不一样。
And so, since we're young, we're different from others.
我们从小地位就跟人家不同。
And since we're young, we hold a different status than others. others.
因为我们从小我们的身份就不一样了。
Because since we're babies, our status and position is different.
今天为什么我们不要生在非洲啊？
And so today, why do we not want to be born in Africa?
为什么今天要生在美国啊？
So why would people want to be born in America?
我真的被挟制住了，我今天成为美国人。
And that you say that
我今天不是一个非洲人。
That I am forced to become American.
我没有办法理解啊。
How can I
大家都要成为美国人，怎么会有人说我今天被挟制住了，我怎么那么倒霉成为美国人，我应该成为非洲人。
I don't understand anybody. Why would anybody complain that today I'm forced to become American, not an African?
我今天不是看轻非洲人。
And so today is not that I'm looking down at the Africans.
我意思是说非洲人很苦啊。
So what I'm saying is that the people in Africa lead a harsh life.
你如果可以选择，你愿意啊。
So if you can choose, you're willing.
你愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
你已经在美国生活了。
You want to stay in America?
你愿意吗？
Would you be willing?
今天神让你一出生就在神的家里面。
And so today God allows you to be born into God's family.
那不是一种辖制啊，各位。
And that is not a force or coercion.
那是一种幸运啊。
That is actually a very fortunate.
我们可以一出生就是含着金汤，不是比金汤匙更好啦。
And so we are lucky that we are born into the situation.
所以我不能理解。
So something that I can never understand.
什么叫做被挟制？
What does it mean to be forced?
你不知道我们的生命是更好的吗？
Do you not know our life is better?
我们要感谢。
We have to actually give thanks.
真的是这样。
So this is the case.
我们在走这条人生道路的时候，
So when we travel this journey,
我们一定要坚持。
We have to be persistent.
其实真耶稣教的道理有那么难守吗？
And is the truth in True Jesus Church that difficult to observe?
绝对没有。
Absolutely not.
不可以杀人，难道你没有信耶稣就可以杀人啊？
Do not murder, so can you murder if you weren't a believer?
不可以犯奸淫。
You can't commit adultery.
难道你没有信耶稣你就可以随便乱来吗？
So if you did not believe in Jesus, does that mean that you can commit adultery?
对，没有错，这个社会的人都随便乱来。
So it's true that everybody in the society have immoralities.
请问他们快乐吗？
But the question is, are they happy?
他们的结局是什么？
What is their result?
信耶稣没有什么，信耶稣只是做人应该做的本分。
And believing Jesus is only merely doing our duty.
我们有机会接触到神，所以我们知道人应该怎么生活。
So we have a chance to come before God, and we know how we're supposed to live.
各位弟兄姐妹，那不是辖制，那是恩典。
So dear brothers and sisters, that is not to be controlled, that is actually a grace.
所以我们生活像一个人。
And so we live like a man,
而不是野兽,
and not like an animal.
所以说今天我们要感谢神。
So today we need to give thanks to God.
可是我们在走这条路的时候，有时候我们会跟彼得一样，会软弱。
But sometimes when we travel on this journey, we might be like Peter, we might be weak.
所以主耶稣啊，他曾经勉励他的门徒。我们看马太福音
Book of Matthews
26章
26
马太福音二十六章四十一节。
Matthew 26 verse 41。
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。这是人的困难点。
So this is a difficulty of man.
有困难就是有困难，我们就接受这样，这没关系。人带着肉体就是会软弱。
And this is the difficulty, and that's what we accept because we are with flesh, so we get weak.
所以主耶稣告诉我们。
And so Lord Jesus tell us.
总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。
And that's what we have to be watchful and pray. Let us not into temptation.
一祷告的时候，神会让你有智慧。
So when you pray, God will give you wisdom.
我们不懂，在祷告中祷告，神就会让你懂。
If something you don't understand, God will let you understand in your prayer.
我有很多这样子的经历。
So I have a lot of these experiences.
做传道不是什么都懂的。
And the pastors do not know everything.
可是当弟兄姐妹在问的时候，
But when the brothers and sisters ask a question,
我就去问神。
So I go and ask God.
那这件事你认为怎么样？
I ask God, what do you think about this?
非常奇妙。
So miraculously,
你自然就懂。
That you will naturally understand.
神会让你想起他的话来。
God will let you remind you of His words.
跟圣经所讲的一样。
Same thing as what's mentioned in the Bible.
你说，怎么那么稀奇？
So you might think, how can this be so wonderful?
这没有什么好稀奇，这是神的应许，这是耶稣的应许。
And so this is not, this is just a promise of God.
就怕我们的跟神的关系不够好。
And so what we're afraid is that our relationship with God is not as good.
祷告虽然要长时间祷告。
So when we pray, we need to devote a long time to the prayer.
不过我们也会祷告呢。
But we need to learn how to pray.
祷告要学习。
So we need to learn prayers.
其实你可以跟主耶稣成为最好的朋友。
And you can actually be best friends with Lord Jesus.
这位最好的朋友会跟你讲你应该怎么做。
And your best friend will tell you how to do things.
其实耶稣跟彼得的感情很不错的。
And so Peter and Jesus actually have a very good relationship.
所以耶稣跟彼得说。
And so Jesus told Peter.
撒旦想要塞你们，先塞麦子一样。
And the Satan will kill you like seeping through a grain.
不过等你回头以后，你要坚固你的弟兄。
But when you turn around, you will firm up your brothers.
耶稣将这些人交给彼得。
And so Jesus gave all these people to Peter.
对，彼得是软弱了。
Yes, Peter once was weak.
不过重点不在软弱。
But the point was not in his weakness.
重点是要站了起来。
So the point is that he stood up.
不，历史上证明彼得站起来。
And so the history proves that Peter stood up.
不过在历史上有更多人跌倒了就站不起来。
And in the history, there are many people that fell and never stood up.
我们今天来谈到耶稣跟彼得 的刚强。
So today we talk about the strength of Jesus and Peter.
耶稣的刚强我们要学习。
We need to learn from the strength of Jesus.
彼得的刚强我们要警惕。
And we need to remind ourselves of Peter's strength.
天国是努力的人进去的。
So heaven is a place where you have to work hard to go into.
我相信我们在座所有的人都是努力要进天国的。
So I believe everybody sitting here is striving hard to enter into heaven.
不过我们要像耶稣一样。
But we have to be like Jesus.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May Jesus bless all of you.
请大家同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.